Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
Now, earlier today, at the National Basketball Arena in Tala, 400 primary school kids from around the country got together with the former NBA star, Ronnie Turayev. The day was a festival of basketball, including skills, games, competitions, healthy lifestyle talks, and a clinic with Ronnie. Turayev played 10 NBA seasons, including stints with the Lakers, Golden State, New York Knicks, Washington, Miami, the Los Angeles Clippers, and Minnesota, where he ended his career, and he earned a championship ring with the Heat back in 2012. I began by asking Ronnie Turayev, who hails from Mauritius, to give us something of his family background.
Let's just say that my journey started as a young kid in the Caribbean, where I was able to be helped by coaches and people that have inspired me to follow my dream. That basically created a safe space for me to be able to dream and to do crazy. So that's how I got involved here. Back fast forward 20 years later, where I have the opportunity to be a junior NBA ambassador and to be that for those kids. And I think that's what it is. That's what I enjoy doing, to be able to see the spark in their eyes. Reminds me of that youth and the purity and the essence of what this game of basketball represented to me when I first started doing it. So to be able to be here is pretty fun. I left my island when I was 14. I went to Paris when I was 15. Stayed there for 3 years before I left to go to America, to go to college for 4 years, and going on playing for 10 years in the NBA.
Tell us about that journey. How did that come about? Did you have an agent? I know it was like the 36th round of the draft when you got picked, but tell us about getting that far.
Yeah, getting to the NBA draft was... I basically sacrificed 8 years of my life to get there. No vacation, no family time, no nothing. Just basketball, 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 basketball. And I could keep going, right? So, yeah, I had an agent at the time, and it was an interesting journey, because you think it's the final goal, but it's actually the beginning of the journey when you get drafted, and especially in the second round. You have a non-guaranteed contract, and you have to go. And I think it's an analogy for life. And I think that's why, because of my experiences, that's why I love to be able to connect with kids. Because I'm like, yeah, bro, like, you have dreams and you have goals that you want to do, but it's like in life, you are going to get knocked down. Because I get drafted, I have to have an open heart surgery, and I have to do a whole bunch of stuff. I have to rebound. And I think it's like a great opportunity for me, but for me to be able to pass on the life lesson that I learned with the game of basketball.
You got drafted then to not a small team.
Yes, sir.
The LA.
Yes, sir.
With a team that included Kobe Bryant as well.
Sir.
So did you fit in immediately, or did the open heart surgery thing come along when you were doing your physical? I heard that's what happened, wasn't it?
Yeah. Signed my contract, and then I had to have the emergency heart surgery. But I fit in right away, man. Nothing about the Los Angeles Lakers says that it's sane. Everything is crazy down there. You know what I mean?
But the Lakers paid for your surgery. I mean, they didn't have to do that, did they?
No, they didn't. So yeah, Dr. Buss, may he rest in peace. He definitely paid for my surgery and allowed me to be able to have the career that I've had. So it's a family down there. It's a fraternity. It's everybody look out for each other, and they looked out for me, and I tried to give everything that I could to the organization to this day.
3 years there, and I know you became pretty close to Kobe Bryant. Were any good moments with him?
Kobe is was an amazing guy to be led by, in a way, and to be able to challenge and to be able to listen to and to witness the greatness. And I've been pretty fortunate to have seen a lot of great players, and I'm definitely thankful for those 3 years.
In 3 years there at Lakers, but you moved to quite a few teams, Golden State, the Knicks, Washington, Miami, though, was the 1 year, 2012, which gave you a national championship, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. It was definitely a journey. The first 5 years of my NBA career, I only played for two teams, and the last five, I basically played for five. It was definitely a journey. 2012 was an amazing opportunity, especially given the context of 2011 with the lockout, and I broke my hand twice at the beginning of 2011, and to finish it off with NBA championship, and then follow that with the Olympics, was a definite crazy ride, and very thankful for that opportunity.
What was it like winning an NBA championship? Obviously, your dream, lifelong dream.
It might sound crazy, but no, that was not really my lifelong dream.
In terms of your professional career, sure, it surely was.
Not really. When you become a professional basketball player, everything becomes a life and death situation, and dreams becomes like realities, but also you're realizing that what it takes to realize those things. And when that happened, it's like, I remember the 2 months that required to be able to win an NBA championship is what really stand out the most, you know, the journey to get there. Because I remember Coach Spoelstra saying that the easiest thing is to raise the NBA trophy, but the hardest is to get there, right? And that's a philosophical talk, but that's really the truth. You remember raising it, but you remember more what got you there.
Sure.
You retired in 2016. You went through teams like Minnesota as well before you wrapped things up as well. But you had a hip injury as well, so that didn't help, did it?
To me, it's a very interesting thing that people always associate my retirement with my hip injury. It's like, it has nothing to do with that.
Well, could you have played on then?
Of course I could. Yeah. I chose to retire. Like, this is, I mean, it was an unfortunate thing at the time, but my hip injury has nothing to do with my retirement. I just decided that it was time for me to step away from the game, and I got myself in the best shape ever to come back to play. And then I realized, I looked at myself in the mirror and I had an honest moment. Do I want to keep going? No, I don't. So I walk away and then that's it.
Mm. What have you been doing then for the last 2 years? How have you been filling your time?
I've been traveling. I've been spending time with my family. I would say doing things that I think matters to me personally and not to everybody else. And I've been studying people. I've been traveling to different countries. I've been working with the Junior NBA as an ambassador. Really just really accomplishing those goals, those dreams that the little child had that were bigger than basketball, you know. That's what I've been focusing on. And it's actually pretty awesome.
Would you consider yourself to be a lucky man?
I would say that yes. I mean, and I didn't really realize that until how much I was until I retired, because then you start playing, then you don't have a requirement to be out in the public eye and stuff like that. So yeah, I enjoy that. And you know, it takes me back to my youth. It takes me back to growing up in the Caribbean, where all you do is just relax and chill with your family, with your community, where the time, in a sense, kind of like stands still. Whereas when I was a professional, it was always a race against time, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm definitely low-key, and I'm more than happy now to say that to people. It's like, yeah, don't really ask me to come out too much.
Sure. In terms of the NBA, are you a watcher still? Do you keep in touch with what's going on in the NBA? Where do you see it now at the moment?
Yeah, I definitely keep in touch with some of the guys, and you know, obviously, I have personal biases toward my friends that I played with, you know what I mean? Like, I'm enjoying watching Tony Parker enjoying and playing really well off the bench in a role that is really good for him, and interesting to watch the Utah Jazz, what they're doing. I mean, they had a pretty good success last year, and now they're struggling a little bit to get that going again, you know what I mean? And to see the different storyline. Like, I love what Detroit is doing right now with my friend Blake Griffin, and what the Dallas Mavericks are doing with the Doncic kid, but also DeAndre Jordan playing. So anyway, I could keep going. I don't really watch games too much, because obviously now that I'm in France, I don't think it's worth me waking up at 3:30 in the morning to watch the games, you know what I mean? Now, I have much respect to my family when they did that for me, you know? But I check the box scores and the highlights in the morning to see how my friends played, for sure.
Sure. And if you had to pick a highlight from those 10 years in your NBA, what would be the one? Would it be that NBA championship with Miami, or getting drafted? Or what would be your favorite moment?
You know what? And that's a great question that I don't think anybody has asked me before. Yeah, no, because people have asked me like favorite moments from like teams and stuff like that. But looking back at it, I think there is probably like one crucial moment that I remember. It was February 7th or February 8th, 2006, my first NBA game. And like seeing Phil Jackson coming towards me. And then, like, I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to play my game. Like, ah. And then the aftermath of that, where all the guys jumped on me because I just went through the open heart surgery. So that's, like, probably my favorite, per se. But also, I think, like, just the team dinners. Looking back at it now, I think the team dinners was my favorite part of the NBA. Just going on the road and just bullshitting with the guys on the bench and just having a good time and just going to eat, for sure.
And finally, what was that feeling like when you decided, that's it, I'm going to retire? What was that moment like?
Very interesting moment. I mean, because I retired in, I think, September or October 2016, that's when I officially said it. But it's a very interesting thing because you do something every single day, the exact same routine, pretty much for 18, 19 years. So to really feel like, huh, I don't want to do this anymore, it's an interesting thing to admit to yourself. Nobody else. Nobody else really knows what's going on inside of you. So to actually tell yourself something that you've done so much, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. It's like, oh, really? And then the process start about walking away from that and knowing like, oh, okay, I did what I had to do and I'm okay with walking away now. So it's a very interesting feeling because it's almost like two different Ronnie inside of me. And there is the one that is so driven, so dedicated to his craft, and is the one that actually wants to enjoy life. So it's like, how can those guys be besties? You know what I mean? Mm. That's what it is.
Well, enjoy the rest of your time in Ireland. Thanks for joining us, Ronnie, and thanks for joining us here on Game On.
Thank you. I appreciate being here, and I'm looking forward to see who wins the Junior NBA Finals.
That's Ronnie Jurayev. I could have spoke to him all day. What a nice guy. Kept calling me sir. Thank Philip Nolan and Mary Maguire and all the National Basketball Arena for facilitating that interview with me. Actually, if you want to see a picture of Little and Large, me and him, you can check out our Twitter handle at GameOn2FM. At GameOn2FM, it's got a picture of the two of us up on that. Anyway, that's it for Game On for this Wednesday. He'll be back tomorrow and also on Friday. Hope you enjoyed the program. Andrew LePere was our BCO tonight, and our producer was Damien O'Mara. I'm John Kenny. As I said, I hope you've enjoyed the show. And Louise is next until 10, followed by Dan at 10 until 12. I'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
This is 2FM.